This latest lawsuit accuses 72 deputies at the holding center of allegedly criminalizing Cummings' mental illness for failing to provide her with proper care. According to the Buffalo News, the lawsuit points to all deputies on duty while she was being held, but it specifically names three deputies. The news says those deputies filed more charges against her while she was in jail. The 27-year-old woman died in February of 2016 inside the jail, nearly 20 days after she was arrested for allegedly hijacking a car in Lackawanna.
Who all of a sudden steals a car and has this sort of erratic behavior, is very combative. That should have alerted someone to take her to ECMC for a mental health evaluation.
That was India Walton, a nurse who works as a community organizer with Open Buffalo.
In my opinion, I think her first stop should have been ECMC for evaluation.
Her family said Cummings had no history of mental illness. Last July, the State Commission of Correction Medical Review Board found that the medical and mental health care provided to her while in jail was grossly incompetent and inadequate. The state board ruled her death a homicide. The woman's family is already suing Erie County, the sheriff deputy, holding center, and Lackawanna police. WBFO News did ask the county for a response to this latest lawsuit, but we were told due to pending or ongoing litigation, they cannot comment. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.